This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's leading to lower cattle prices?
I think we finally ran out of technical buying in the market. Bullish price action to give this market a reason to go higher. We have yet to establish any cash cattle trade in our feed yards. That's not helping our situation. We saw today box beef down 53 cents on the choice, down 3 cents on selects, moved 63 loads. Saw a cattle kill today at 107,000 head. The weekly kills projected at 534,000. That is 33,000 less than last week. But I think our market just finally got tired, and with the leadership of the feeder cattle, ended up lower. February cattle closed $1.02 lower. April live cattle down $1.25. March feeders $2.70 lower. May feeders down $2.35. But April lean hogs were a nickel higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Winter has arrived at P&K, and the savings have too. Right now is the right time to add to your fleet of do-it-all machines. Our John Deere 5E tractors will deliver unheard-of productivity the first time and every time. They're born to work and built to perform. And with up to $4,000 off select models, you'll find an affordable price tag like you've never seen before. So come into P&K and get in on the savings. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 2/1/16, may not be stackable with other offers. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Tom, what led to the sell-off across the grains?
Well, Leslie, we lacked any friendly news there also, and the market took the path of least resistance. Now, that least resistance allowed for new contract lows to be made in the Kansas City wheat. We came close to new contract lows in the soybean meal. Corn and soybeans also traded lower, but not nearly the downside we saw in the wheat market. And we didn't really have anything else out here to really talk about. We continue to see world wheat prices get lower. Every day this week, the Paris wheat futures made a new contract low. On the close today, the March KC wheat was down 5 3/4. July KC down 6 3/4. March Chicago wheat down 6 cents. The March and July corn each were down 2 3/4. March soybeans closed 7 lower. July soybeans down 6. And March cotton 26 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.